Blog Talk Radio.
Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. Take us, the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. John 15 and 5, the Lord says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Who is he? The wisest king that ever be. A flying hornet and a flea. He used to teach us reverently. Open the Bible, you will find he used animals of creeping kind to teach us wisdom and illustrate. No need to fall for the devil's bait. Nature teaches if we will listen. Everything has a certain lesson. Teach us. We want a blessing. Read the Bible every day. Read the word and it will say. What does the word say? What does the word say?
What does the word say?
If we are sheep, then what are goats? If ants are wise and iron floats, God's word is seed. Our hearts are ground. It's by those words is wisdom found. What does the word say? Song of Solomon, the Bible book. Let's open up and take a look. Chapter 2, verse 15. Teach us a message. What does the word say? Fox, the little fox, says he can spoil, destroy, and kill. Oh, me, it doesn't take much to agree. Look closer and you will see. What does the word say? I know we want to stay alive, so let's read John 15 and 5. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. Without the vine, what are the chances?
What does the word say?
Jesus Christ the vine. You and me, those juicy grapes for all to see. The love of God flows beautifully. The fruit of the Spirit, full and free. What does the word say?
What does the word say?
Watch out for that little fox we hear. Should we give up? Should we fear? Let's find the reason, make it clear. How the little foxes make us beware. Dog will chase you all the way home. A fox will tell you all alone. A dog will chase you all the way home. A fox will tell you all alone. He'll pounce on you, tear you apart. Like the devil when he has your heart. Little fox, he runs, but seldom straight. Like the devil lies, twists love and hate. Little fox pretends that he is dead. All the time he's still alive instead. What does the word say?
What does the word say?
What does the word say?
He drains the sweetness from the fruit. Bruises falls at his pursuit.
He knows how to look real cute.
He don't wear no devil suit. What does the word say? This lesson can change your destiny. The devil's little fox, you will see. It ain't no harm, this sin is small. Hear the warning call. Pick up your gospel gun right now. Shoot, little fox, you know how. Submit to God, humbly bow. You'll overcome, you'll put him down. What does the word say?
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 Pick up your gospel gun right now. Shoot, little fox, you know how. Submit to God, humbly bow. You'll overcome. You'll disallow.
What does the word say?
What does the word say?
What does the word say? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to a special show tonight at your place. It's hard to believe that, we have our very own Blog Talk Mom, and she has gone viral on the internet this week. As you know, she wrote and made a CD of gospel rap 2 years ago at the tender age of 74. to reach inner city kids with powerful positive message of hope through Jesus. If you live in the Jackson, Mississippi area, you may have seen her with that smile handing out these CDs everywhere she goes. This could be at any yard sale, Walmart, and even when she was in the emergency room for health concerns. She is the energy preacher that never stops. Last week, she gave one of these to a man who just happened to be at the same gas station getting gas at the same time she was there. We have watched in amazement as her hits on the WWW has jumped from 20,000 to over 7 million as of Sunday, and I think it's over 8 million now. There's no telling how many hits she has now. Tonight, she is going to tell us about the song she wrote and how you can get the songs and about her Heart of Outreach ministry. And as always, we'll open up the mics at the end of the show so you can ask her questions or make comments. But right now, we're going to listen to another one of her awesome songs.
There was a man who had two sons. One worked hard till the job was done. The other said he would have none. He'd rather play and have some fun. Was this a happy family? A problem I can see. One road leads to misery. Ask yourself which one's like me. The happy-go-lucky son had said, give me my cash before I'm dead. Get your choice. Father said, but this, my son, will cause you dread. The man went so far away, he parted wildly, night and day. Guess what happened when his cash was gone? He found himself left all alone. Hungry, dirty, the price for greed. He got a job, stinky pigs to feed. The worst job ever, yes indeed. Oink, oink, they all agreed. This wasn't play, just food for a day. Oh, nasty, nasty pig. But now I know what I can do. I said, gimme, and got a zoo. Now, Father, make me just like you. I'll tell my father what a fool I've been. Wound up broken in a pig pen. I'll work hard if he'll let me stay. I won't ever go away. I'm not worthy his son to be. He headed home in misery. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him. He didn't scoff. His heart was filled with love and joy. All he could see was his wandering boy. He ran to him with welcome arms, so thankful he's not been harmed. Let's have a party, let's celebrate. My son's alive, I just can't wait. Bring forth the robe, the family ring. Play the music, laugh and sing. Your heavenly father loves you more. Look up, he's standing at the door. If you will open up to him, he'll fill your spirit to the brim. He'll restore your life of sin. His love for you will never end. He'll restore your life of sin. His love for you will never end.
Tonight, we have Blog Talk Mom, and she's going to share with us her fantastic story. Blog Talk Mom?
Well, thank you, Sister Starla, and I do thank you and Wild Bill for having this program. I just love it every week, as you know, and I've been telling everybody everything for 2 years, so it's sort of interesting how all of a sudden, you know, it's come about someone is. Now, I was getting a call. I'm sorry about that. Or a message. I do appreciate Sister Jorabelle for encouraging me and being right there with me all along the way and for getting this program started. So y'all have followed through, worked very, very hard, and I do hope and trust and pray that tonight that all of the glory and the honor goes to Jesus Christ, who is God, Savior, Redeemer, miracle worker, and we just love him and appreciate it. I really think he showed up with this whole thing, with this everything that's happened, but with the CD, as you know, it's been 2 years since the Lord just dropped it in my heart. And as I mentioned many times, I've always loved to use music, rhyme, clapping, whatever, when I teach. And so when the opportunity afforded itself and God opened the door for me to go, then this is how I began to rap. But before I get into that, I want to say some more thank yous. I do, again, appreciate my family. I love y'all so very, very much. You've just all been so supportive. And my grandchildren, Jonathan, Kevin, Jennifer, Michael, and their children, Abby and Haley and Billy, Sarah with Taylor and Zach, James and Sarah, Tucker and Adley. And, I mean, I'm just so proud of and thankful for my family. I call their names each day, and I rejoice in that God has watched over them. And, anytime you do something like this, you're going to leave somebody out, you know. But I'm going to try not to. I've tried to write it down so I'd remember. And my pastor, Reverend Max Smith, is the pastor at Jesus Name Tabernacle here in Mississippi, and his beautiful and wonderful and talented wife, Sister Peggy, and then Sister Peggy's mom has been a worker in this church ever since just about, I think, that it began. Sister Nancy Howe was at one time the youth leader. And these people have been such an example and to me, and I think the greatest privilege, the greatest blessing in this life, one of the greatest, was for me to come to Jackson here in Richland, right near Jackson in Mississippi, and to meet the Jesus Name Tabernacle Church and the pastor, Pastor Gene Holland, who has been there's no way to even mention all of the blessings that she has afforded our family in particular. And that this church has sponsored me in one of my trips to Canada, to the Arctic. They sponsored it, prayed for me, and then in several other crises, they're wonderful. And this would be the perfect place that I would wish everybody, the 8 million people, we'd probably not have enough chairs, but anyway, we would love for you to come visit our church. And mainly, wherever you are, have a church. Have a body of believers that you join with and you pray with and you worship God with. There's a strength and a purity. I was speaking to someone today, and I remember when I first started church, something would come up and I would miss church. You know, maybe it was pretty serious, whatever. And my leaders told me, said, whatever you let get in your way is exactly what you're going to have to fight until you get it out of the way so you can be faithful to the house of God. And I found that to be true. God will, if you'll push past whatever opposition and be faithful to the house of God, you will never be sorry. The few times that I have missed, like I told everybody, somebody raised from the dead and whatever. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but I don't want to miss the house of God. And I love my cousins and everybody. I'm very grateful for a lady named Jane Ginn, who has been a great friend to our entire family. So, now that I've said all that, Sister Starla, I would like to say that you have some absolutely beautiful children and grandchildren, and I can't remember the grandchildren, but I know that Matthew has, is it two children?
Yes, Mercy and Jordan.
You tell me, Jordan, all right, that'll lead right into the next chapter. Mercy and Jordan, and then you got Lisa, Jared, and Casey, right?
Yes, correct.
That's everybody. I call their names, but it's very difficult to remember everything. So, okay. Now, on that note, I do also am deeply grateful for Jordan Hewlett and his family, for Joe Martin and his family. They have, actually, they're the ones that put all of the work together. And then God gave me the words to the songs. And then we had a miracle in the fact that I think Brother Joe had helped Brother Jordan start a studio. And right as he started it, I met with them. I had just been given this rap beat and these words for my class that I was teaching in inner city. So it just all flowed together. Now, Brother Joe already had a rap whole album, and he is a minister, ministers to children, works out at the campground. He's works in his church, very, very, both of them do, Sister Jessica, his wife, and then Brother Jordan and we look at each other like, we know, look what the Lord has done, because he put it together. And then for 2 years, I feel like that the Lord, I mentioned this to Joybells today, I think it was my training ground. I think it was where the Lord taught me so many things about people, about rejection, about acceptance, about the difference between the anointing and God bringing you to an individual, knowing that you have prayed that morning, Lord, let my path cross that person that is either hurting or needs to hear the words to this, and watch God do that over and over. And the one time that I thought that I would sell them, now, I do sell them at church, or, you know, we're within the church for support sometimes. But to the individuals, as I'm giving them the CD, it's very important in my heart not for them not to pay for it. It is a gift. It is a word from God. It is an opportunity to say things that you would love to say to everybody you meet. You know, how many times can you go up to a total stranger and say, I've been baptized in Jesus' name, spoke in tongues when the Holy Ghost came? You could do that, but they probably, I don't know what they'd do. But when you hand them a CD and they put it in their car or at home, and then they get back in touch with me and give me pictures of their kids, all ages, even in high chairs, clapping their hands, and I know... Oh, my doctor, when we did the carotid artery, his nurse practitioner showed me a video of her children in the back of the car. They were going on a trip, and they were listening to the rap CD. And when it ended, they were, play it again, Mom. Play it again, Mom. And the Lord he is so absolutely, miraculously wonderful. He is just wonderful. And really, I am excited, but not like that kind of excitement. My focus is on the fact that since this has happened, since the Lord let me meet Brother Keith Brown, and he put it on Twitter, and then all of a sudden we're doing all of these, and I am not on social media at all, and it's just amazing what the Lord has done. What thrills me is when I hear different ones in the church and different friends will send me, text me something that they have seen or heard. And when someone says, I feel the Holy Ghost, I feel something I haven't felt in a long time, or I have never felt, I tell you what, that's worth it. Everything. The Bible says if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, now that gives you a balance. If you saw a big scale somewhere, that living for God is really all that matters. Seeking Him first is the way. It's just, and this, to me, this particular CD has sort of confirmed that. God used somebody like me. Now, I will say that Brother Jordan Hewlett, putting the music together, was outstanding, really, really outstanding. But I sort of wish y'all could get a picture of me going into this, where he was going to set up his studio, which he decided to go another direction with that, and how it just worked. And we would look at each other like, this is work. And, you know, we knew it wasn't us. We would stop and worship every once in a while. But there's a story behind every one of them, every one of the songs. And I would like to mention that Brother Jordan has his own album called Heart of the Worshipper. And it has many, many good songs. Enough to Give Him Praise, talks about unity on one of them, Taming the Tongue. And then Brother Joe may want to mention his. They're almost as good as mine, but, you know. That's funny, the next album that Brother Jordan put together was really precious because I had just found out that I had a blocked carotid artery, and we didn't have really any time to work on anything. And he just took what we had, put it together, and he put the album together called Singing the Word. Now, his beautiful wife, Quan, is the one that came up with Lyrical Lively. I'm not bright enough to do that, but I think it was very effective, and that's very, very good. That, actually, I think for me, Singing the Word has as much meaning as the rap. One of the songs is called In Your Arms, Lord. And just before I was going to go into surgery, when you have almost 100% carotid artery, that, you know, blockage, it's very, very serious, and you know that. And I felt such a tremendous peace. It was just peaceful. And I was just sitting, like I usually, part of my prayer time is singing or rapping to the Lord, and He doesn't mind. But in the song is Take Me Up in Your Arms, Lord. And I was always reminded and loved to read about John the Baptist. And John, not what I'm referring to now is John, not John the Baptist. I love him too. But the fact that it actually recorded that John would lean upon the Lord. He would just lean upon his bosom. That it there was just such an adoration, a love, a deep connection. And then we know that the book of John and 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John and the book of Revelation is written by him. And some historians, most of them say that John, even though he was exiled on the Isle of Patmos, that he did leave there and he died a natural death. And I don't know, but I just think there's something really super special about leaning upon the Lord, leaning into Him, trusting Him. And there's so many. The last few months, I want to share this. I went through a time of sickness. Had the carotid artery surgery. God brought me through that. Then atrial fibrillation. And God brought me through that. I visited a little church one night when we didn't have church. And this wonderful young man, he was a visiting evangelist that night. His name is Granger, Brother Granger, and he was preaching. He had his wife and his children. They were just a wonderful little family. And in the middle of the sermon, he just stopped and comes over and prays for me. Now, up until then, I had almost constant heart, the extra beats and slowing down and all of that. And I have not had that since the young man prayed and obeyed God. There's so much power. I'm adding this to it because if we just obey God, just obey him, he leads. He's our shepherd. He knows where we're supposed to go and what we're supposed to do and who we're supposed to meet. And he loves being a part of that. He loves us connecting with him, leaning upon him, and letting him. The gentleman I hope we get to talk to, Brother Keith Brown, was going over to a lady in our church works, and she lets me come to her office sometime to help me with situations on writing books and other things that we do, working with children. And I'll even get in the car, and it's like I feel like I need to come back and get several of the CDs. So I was on my way over there, went into Pearl and Brandon, and just before I got to the interstate, I thought, well, I'm going to get me a Coke. Now, I hate to really push this, but I just had my gallbladder removed, and I hate to tell you, but Coke is the best thing that seemed like settled my stomach. And I don't tell everybody that because that's probably not good. But anyway, it did work, and I pulled in the service station, took my CDs, went inside, and I always feel this connection. I mean, it seems like every time. And I don't know, it just seemed like it just didn't work. I did give one, I think. The lady was very pleased. But I went back in the car, and I just thought, something's just not quite right. So about that time, the car on my right pulls out, and Brother Keith pulls in. And when he did, and he got out of the car to go in and get a drink, whatever it was, gasoline, I don't remember that. But when he came out, I handed him the CD. He was very polite. And we talked for a moment about the Lord, about his word. And then that was at around close to 10, and I think somebody texted me, or he did, that afternoon. There had already been several thousand people. He had just put it on his Twitter account. Now, this is God. This is not Sister Lively or Brother Keith. This is a God thing. And for it to be at 8 million or so, we really know that. And so let's be very careful to be attentive and lean into what God is doing. I have witnessed this week just almost like a healing, wave of healing that's moving through our country. God loves us, and he knows the anger and the resentment and the fighting and the words and the struggle that we're going through. He knows that, and he loves us. And if he wants to use this old lady or whoever he wants to use, I thank him for that, because there is healing in the words of these songs. There's healing. The one about the prodigal son that you so wisely played. I mean, the story about two brothers. Now, how many in the world right now, how many people are there? So many broken homes, brothers and sisters and whatever. But it tells the story that when he got to the pig pen, he turned around and he went back to the father's house, not feeling beat down and rejection, but that father had been watching. And when he saw that son coming, he was ready to have a party. God is ready to have a feast, the wedding feast. Oh, hallelujah. God, just speak to any and everyone that ever listens to these words to this, that you are looking for them to come to you, to just let go of the filth of the world, to let go of the pig pen, to let go of their mistakes and come to you. And you have a feast ready for them. Oh, he loves us so much. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For he did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him could be saved. He's on our side. He's a blessed, awesome, miraculous. There's no words to even describe. That's one of the things I love to do. I get on the I went back to my teaching ability, which was almost an inability. And when I would want to stay focused and worship God, I used the alphabet because he's Alpha and Omega and everything in between. That's what the Bible says. That's the beginning of the alphabet, the end of it. And if you go and just take it, A, he's awesome. B, he's benevolent. C, he is my comforter. D, he is my deliverer. E, he is eternal. F, he is faithful unto me. He's faithful to his creation. He is great. G, great and greatly to be praised. And I could do that whole thing, but I won't. But I recommend to all of you, before you go to bed, from A to Z, worship. Worship our God. Worship him and praise him. And you will never, ever be sorry that you did. Now, I have about 8 pages of notes, but I'm going to be really quiet right here because Sister Casey has some things she wants to share in a minute. But if Brother Jordan is available, we would like to hear from him right now so he can press 1 on his phone. What do you think?
He's on the air. Brother Jordan?
Hey, praise the Lord. This has been amazing.
Praise the Lord.
It's good to talk to everybody. How you doing, Sister Lolly?
Brother Jordan, we're going to have to make about at least one more CD because I guess you already know about this. I'm sure you do. But a week ago, Sunday, we had like a clean slate service. We had people, we had guys from Teen Challenge and different other places, just in case you might miss. She mentioned it last week. But when the rapping started, we used the Prodigal Son, the soundtrack that you had put together. The move of God from the every front, back, both sides. I mean, God moved through that rapping, not through me, but through the rapping and through the rhythm and through the anointing. And I thank you so much that you chose these soundtracks. I didn't. I had nothing to do with that, with you choosing. And I asked you one day last week, I think, you said, how'd you get that? And you said, Jesus. So what did you think the day that I walked in and wanted you to make me a CD? What did you think?
I didn't know what to think. All I knew is I had the short story on everything. I had just left a studio that I was working at, and I was kind of torn between a rock and a hard place because I had made friends there, and I heard the Lord. He had told me to leave, and I just left. And I look back on everything now. If I wouldn't have left at the time that I left, I wouldn't have never met Sister Bradley. And so it was totally a God thing because once I got the studio and she explained to Brother Joe, he did help me get the building so we could set up a studio in Richland. And it just so happened to be where Sister Bradley was getting her hair done. It was the building next door. And she walked in and she was like, do I talk in here? And I was like, wait, we got to get some music or something first. I said, well, what is it that you want to do? And I'll never forget that day. She was very serious about recording. But after we got the music and everything, I did my best to make sure that it was presentable. But I'll never forget the day when she did walk in and she said she wanted to record. That was totally a God thing because I finally had a studio and I had music. I just had no one to record. And so that was all God and all the glory to God.
And, you know, Brother Jordan, I know that as young as you are and as talented as you are, you know, you're wanting the studio to work and, you know, you were probably believing God to bring you, you know, some great group or whatever. And when I walked in, I want everybody, this was not a sarcastic look or anything else, but you know, he just looked at me, and I'm, you know, I was 74 years old, and I am absolutely old, and I wanted him, you know, could he help me do a recording? And even as he tried, there was no excitement in his eyes, you know. He could just hear me, I don't know what, saying something, him, I don't know, which he wasn't against him. But anyway, when I asked him if he knew how to stack, I think was the phrase that I used, which is a phrase that let him know that I knew something about recording. And what I meant was my voice, I needed to, you know, like they stack them and makes it thicker, fuller, and whatever. So I sort of got his attention a little bit. And so I said, okay, you know, what kind of music? And I said, rapping. And I, if we could have ever had a picture of his face at that moment, I think we talk about going viral or whatever. We would be doing something with it. That's funny too. Everybody's talking about me going viral, and I've got this viral infection in my eyes from saving a little dog that was about to get run over. And but anyway, I wanted to tell everybody I wasn't contagious. It was just viral or whatever, but. Anyway, I don't know anything about social media. So, and I thank the Lord for my family and my church family. And, you know, they're excited about this, and they're giving me all kinds of little hints about everything. And I'm just really, really happy about that. And the fact that now you're a heart of the worshiper. When did you do that? How long has it been?
It was in April.
April. And how did they get this?
You can get it on iTunes as well, off iTunes, and on the website, houseofjudahmusic.com.
Oh, okay. Say that again. houseofjudahmusic.com, right?
Mm-hmm. Either or. You can use houseofjudahmusic.com or iTunes.
Or iTunes, and then what's the name of Brother Joe's album?
Brother Joe's is The Shipwreck, and King's Kid is his name on there. King's Kid.
King. And he does, and you do too. You go out to the campground and different places and do revivals. Are y'all mostly for children's revivals, or is it?
Yes, Brother Joe actually just did a children's revival in Vicksburg last month. Brother Talbot's church, and his name is King's Kid, K-I-N-G-Z, Kid, on iTunes.
That's very, very interesting. I think your son received the Holy Ghost at one of the meetings that he did,
he did.
A couple of years ago, didn't he, the Johnny?
That's correct, when he was 6 years old.
One of the things that while Bill, my son, had asked me to bring out is, I guess on some of the remarks that have been made, some people say I'm from Arkansas, and some say I'm from Tennessee, and some say I'm from Mississippi. And they are all right, because I was in Arkansas, born in Arkansas, and was fortunate enough at one particular time to work in a Christian school, Dr. John Shield, who now has a whole university. And I was working in Christian school, and then my husband was transferred to Tennessee, and in Tennessee I was very privileged to go to Brother Becton's church, Brother Patterson's church. They say not to do that, not to call it by the pastor's name, but anyway, everything is the schooling. Everywhere we go, Brother Becton had a tremendous outreach with Brother Mike Rickenbacker. And I was able to do prison ministry, I think, for 8 or 10 years for Tennessee Prison for Women. And then I was blessed to have a radio program for, I think, 8 years. It was a worldwide Christian radio, and WNAH and WWCR, same company, but one was local and one was worldwide. And when I went into the emergency room with the atrial fibrillation, I believe it was, and the doctor's talking to the nurse and tells her that I'm on YouTube, and I thought, I am not on YouTube. You got the wrong, I don't know, I wasn't mad or anything, but I thought, help me. Anyway, it was just really amusing because from that I found out I was. And 25 years ago, a young man named Ingo Brewer, in, I believe, wherever he was, in some other country, he listened to the worldwide broadcast, and so he had put the little cassette tape on YouTube, and it's has the song that In the Promised Land was the name of the program, and there was a song, and then there was The Only Real Peace, and I would really like for everybody to share that with me, because that was, he put that on there, and I really appreciate that. And then his remarks was that he had been listening to the broadcast, and that is, I guess, I trust he gave his heart to the Lord. And then after all those years, he put that on. I think the words to The Only Peace is, there is no peace outside of Jesus Christ. You know, God gave us the whole key when he said, when my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and when they turn from their wicked ways, then he will hear. God will hear, and he will heal our land. That's the greatest covenant, the greatest contract, the greatest anything. I mean, when God says it, it's a done deal. We don't have to throw rocks at anybody else or get angry and all of the kind of things that is so much part of human nature. Just turn to him. Turn to Jesus and pray and give your heart to him and pray for our people. Pray for our land and pray for our children. Oh, I watched that DVD documentary of 10 to 13 million children that are homeless in our country, that are some living in garbage cans and all the things that are happening. Wake up, America. Wake up, Christians. Wake up those that are called by his name and be led to bring it. I was so blessed that for 3 years to have the clubhouse is the Treasure Park, and I recommend anybody trying that. It is excellent. You just get a trailer, redo it, and invite the children that some of them, I won't even tell the story about their lives, but we had church for 3 years. It was awesome. And then I started having a little heart attack type thing. And it didn't really stop me that much, but it was interesting. It was really funny, and I won't go into that. But anyway, okay, back to you, Brother Jordan. What do you think about the rap? What are your feelings about it, this one that we did together?
I think with the word being so infused in everything and all the songs, it's a great way for everybody to get the word of God, and then with it being over a beat, it's more accepted. And so I think it's a great thing. And I think with you being your age, it becomes more interesting to everybody. So.
Yes, God worked on both sides of that, Brother Jordan. And for a long time, I thought it was just the uniqueness of you know, an old lady rapping. I mean, that's just, you know, that is different. But when later on, though, God began to show me that of all the broken homes, the broken families, that there's grandmothers that stayed on their knees, they stayed on their face before God, and they kept praying, even though maybe it didn't look like it was going to bring everybody back together under the same roof, it's still, those prayers followed them. And the lady at the doctor's office today told me it was her grandmother that had kept everything together. And other people have told me it was their grandmother that prayed, that even though everything was falling apart, they would hear that grandmother praying. And it solidifies faith. And it works. And I think it all flowed together as far as God choosing a grandmother and an elderly lady, especially one that's so talented. All right, everybody. And I was both. I'm not going to try to make any more jokes. It just don't work. Okay. Yeah.
We thought
okay,
it was funny.
Okay, Brother Joe. No, thank you. You just grinned, didn't you? You didn't laugh out loud. What about Brother Joe? Does he want to share with us?
I don't think we have Brother Joe or Brother Keith.
Well, I don't know what I'll have
we
to
have
do
Casey.
Then. All right. She there?
Oh, you hello? Okay. I'll turn her on. Casey?
Yes, ma'am.
We want to hear about what happened Monday night.
Well, I really enjoyed listening. Yes, ma'am. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, that's better.
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Somebody was beeping my line, but I'll call them back. I'm sorry about that. Sister Lively, I want to just say that I've been celebrating this week with you and Brother Jordan about what the Lord has done. It's just amazing to sit and read and watch everything that's happened. And I read this quote, Mr. Lively. It says that a dream doesn't become reality through magic. It takes sweat, determination, and hard work. And, well, we went to the jail last night. I had the word dream on my heart because of all the comments that I've read about what has transpired this past week. The ones that, you know, a lot of the comments have touched me, but I've read several people just say, this lady inspires me to never give up on my dreams, to keep dreaming, that no matter your age, that you can keep dreaming, you know. And, you know, Sister Lively, when we had the Clean Slate service a few weeks back, I talked in my testimony about how when I was a young girl, living in poverty, living in sexual abuse, living in just a cesspool of sin, drugs on every, you know, just the whole situation that I grew up in. But I had a dream, you know, I dreamt that I would one day, you know, somehow I wanted to get out of poverty and I wanted to, you know, to live better and to be better. And I didn't realize that if I put those dreams in the hands of God, you know, He would help those dreams come into fruition. So we talked about that at the jail last night, Sister Lively, about dreams. And we talked about Joseph the dreamer and how God gave him those dreams, but how he had to suffer and how he had seasons of agony that he had to go through before those dreams actually came true. And Sister Lively, you're such a strength to the younger generation that you can keep walking and you can keep dreaming and you can keep believing God and trusting. And Brother Jordan, I don't know what all was going on in your life before you and Sister Lively met, but I can just assume that you had some dreams, you had some things in your heart that you wanted to see come into play, and just at the right time, God just made it all. He made y'all's dreams connect, and I think it's so beautiful what's happened. And I shared this at the jail last night. We talked a great deal about Joseph, and I talked about some of my childhood dreams, about how I dreamt of being an attorney. And, of course, you know, I didn't make it as an attorney, but once I received the Holy Ghost and God delivered me from drugs and alcohol, I would open the Bible, and it seemed like every time I opened the Bible, I would go to the word counselor. And I went to my sister Candy, and I said, God keeps giving me this word counselor, and I know it's another word that people use for attorneys. And, you know, it wasn't long after that I started a state program and became a drug and alcohol counselor. And in God's timing and in His way, that dream that a young, impoverished, abused, all these labels, we could just go on and on, that dream that was in my heart to be a counselor and to fight for people, it came, you know, God has brought that dream to pass. But last night, Sister Peggy Smith, our First Lady of our church, she went, accompanied me to the jail, and she began to play that keyboard. And we had one of the ladies that's been there in the cell for a while come up, and she always sings the song Break Every Chain. And the anointing began to flow, and I just stepped over to the side, and I said, ladies, if you want something from God, if you want a special prayer, you know, just walk up, and I'm going to lay hands on you in Jesus' name and pray for you. And I was not Sister Peggy nor myself was expecting what happened, but we had a powerful manifestation of the spirit. I began to lay hands on those ladies, and they all would just literally, they became slain in the spirit. I mean, just laying in the floor, speaking in tongues, and the Holy Ghost just came down so powerful. And I was standing in a circle of the ladies, and they were all just rejoicing. Every time one of them would pray and become slain, they would all just start rejoicing that she was getting a blessing, you know. It was so beautiful. And I looked up, and up on the second floor of the jail is where they keep the ladies in lockdown. And it's like, just think of like a very small closet. If anybody's ever been to jail, you know what lockdown is. It's lockdown. And they had gotten in trouble. There was two of them up there. One of them was not connected to what we were doing at all. She was real angry. But the one, she was very connected. And she even told me before we got started, yes, I got in trouble. I did what they said I did. You know, I'm in trouble. Just pray that I can get out of lockdown. So as I look up there at her, I got so busy praying with all the women, I kind of even forgot, you know, and it was like the Lord just had me look up. And there she was, y'all, up there in that lockdown room on her knees. And she had stuck her hands through that tiny slit in that concrete door. That's where they stick the food trays in. And she had lifted her hands through that little slit in that door. And it was the most powerful thing, one of the most powerful moments in my ministry. And I said, sweetheart, right now I want you to stand up. And we all the ladies, it's like we all just, you know, focused on her. And we began to pray. And when she stood up, the Holy Ghost was just all over her. She was just tears streaming down her face. There was so much joy and love in that little tiny room that she was locked down in. And I cried all the way to work this morning. That image, you know, it's just like we hear so much bad constantly. And Sister Lively, to be able to see how God has used what's happened between you and Brother Jordan with this CD and to bring so much positivity and so much hope in our country right now. And then the ladies at the jail last night, they were so touched by y'all's testimony. And then to see that God, you know, what can separate us from the love of God? Sister Peggy said last night, can jail separate you from the love of God? Can anything separate us? And it was just a powerful, powerful move of God. I was fought very hard in my body. Canceled, like in my mind, I was like, I can't go tonight. I'm not going to be able to go. But the Holy Ghost in me just kept spurring me on to just push on through. And I received a supernatural healing in my body last night. I've been very sick with my stomach for a couple of weeks now. And today I had no pain in my stomach. I believe that as I was praying for those ladies, that God touched my body. And, as soon as I walked out of the jail, it was right back to a couple of complicated situations going on that I had to handle at 10 o'clock last night. But it was just, I was handling those situations walking on cloud nine. And thank y'all for letting me share that, Sister Lively.
Oh, thank you for doing that and being so faithful to work and at the things that you do, not only the jail, but you're just constantly reaching out to people and helping them turn their life around. You've worked in so many different situations, and I greatly admire you and Lola and Brother Jimmy. You've got a great family going there, and I do love you. And it's a great example for all of us to get involved. I bought a bunch of things to try to make up some baskets. If I get permission, I want to go to the emergency room and at least once a month give some water or give something out. People are suffering. That when I went in with the kidney stone, it was going to be 7 full hours before anybody was even going to see me. And I literally begged for morphine. I have never, ever been in as much pain. And some of the big old gruff men, they couldn't stand it. You could tell they just had to get away. And some of the others were crying, and you could tell they were praying for me. And then just, I mean, instantly, God touched me at where I was groaning and couldn't get up, weak. Just, I mean, I was on my feet and telling them that you know, now that I am 74, I just found an open door. It don't make nobody sore. And it was just, oh, hallelujah. It's just, God is just awesome. He just is adorable the way he does all of these things. And my dreams have always been, and while Bill and Joy Bells both worked with me, I wanted to reach people out there somehow. When my mother sent me to a private school when I was 12, not because I was godly, but because I don't know really what all she did. But anyway, I wouldn't take anything for it because at that point they had what was called Shanty Town. And so the man really wasn't supposed to do it, I found out later. But one of the workers took some of us, the younger kids, to preach and sing and whatever down in this. It was, they were living in cardboard boxes. And I could never get that out of my mind. And at that time, I was very shy. But when it came time to sing, the song that we chose was Victory in Jesus. And I drowned everybody out. I heard an old story how the Lord has come from glory. He came to set us free, to heal us. And anyway, that's been that song. Anytime anybody ever sang Victory in Jesus, God would take me back to that realm to let us know, Sister Casey and Brother Jordan and Wild Bill and Joy Bells and Sister Starla, there's victory in Jesus. We do not have to be bound by the chains of all of these addictions. We do not. There's a victory in our God. And I'm just so thankful that God is using this CD to reach people where I certainly wouldn't be able to hand out that many or go out like that. So I was really hoping that Brother Keith Brown, the gentleman that I started this by putting it on Twitter. Is he still not, his phone doesn't show up?
No. No, he isn't.
Well, he'll wish he had when I get through with it. No, I'm just playing. Brother Jordan, did you have something else that you want to share?
Can you guys hear
me?
Well, I do want to just say that I think this is a amazing thing what God has done, and I really do believe this is the beginning of a revival, end-time revival that this country so desperately needs. To really see people turning back to God and giving up sin and just really turning back to God. I really see this being the beginning of that. I know a lot of us, I'm 33, a lot of us have, all we have is stories from our grandparents or from our parents of them being in prayer and seeing miracles. But I really do believe we are headed in that direction where we will see great miracles again. And it just takes us letting some things go and really spending some time with the Lord, which is basically the only one who can do something about your situation. And I really believe that this is the beginning of that. I thank God for allowing me and Sister Lively to be a part of it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, I certainly thank you and your family and Brother Joe and Miss Jessica and children too that have been real encouragement. I wanted to also mention that it was during the time Joy Bells introduced me to a writing program, and then she helped me. She worked with me days and hours, and it's called The Woolly Worm. It's a book that it's how many pages, about almost 300 pages, but it's a lot of it is like study material that has sort of stood out to me that I placed in there also, hoping it wouldn't be just like a reading book, but one that would help teachers and help people that were wanting to work in ministry. But I didn't know it. I found out today that it is back on Amazon. They said, I don't know if it's, it may take about a week for it to be set up again, but it's called The Woolly Worm, W-O-O-L-L-Y-W-O-R-M, and it uses the metamorphosis of how the little worm turns into a butterfly or whatever. In this particular one, it's the golden-hooded moth, and how that Solomon, how the Word of God uses these same types of illustrations. It's one of the most beautiful illustrations of our walk, our struggles, and how we are blessed to become, through Jesus Christ, exactly what He brought us to this world to be. We were all designed to be. So I would love for you to look into that. It's called The Woolly Worm. My son has encouraged me to do an audio on that, so I may use my daughter's voice because she sounds just like me. And then the other book, and it's also on Amazon, it's a book, a wonderful book called My Heritage, and it tells the beginning of Pastor Holland with her father, with what a mighty man of God that he was, wonderful prayer warrior, just can't, he spread the truth in this whole area of Mississippi. They had come from Azusa Street, if I remember correctly, to tell him about receiving the Holy Ghost. And so they had a little prayer meeting, several of the preachers, and the Spirit of God, I think he spoke in tongues for days. And he was just passed that heritage on down through his family. He is the story about a man that killed his son. His son was home on leave, I believe it was, and if you can read about it in the book, it tells the details about it. But the man, for whatever reason, was a mistake. Anyway, he killed his son. And when it came time for them to go to court, Brother Holland told the man, he told the court, let him go. He's got a family. It was probably just a mistake. You know, I don't remember all of the words he said, but he said, let him go. Let him go to his family. And he told the man, he said, if I ever see you alongside the road broke down, I'll stop and give you a hand. Now that is love. That is not the imitation love that the devil tries to throw out there about romance and erotic garbage and anything else. That's love that can only come from God. It comes from Him and flows through us to the lost and dark world. If it doesn't, then like Brother Jordan said, we need to come together. We need to be having some prayer meetings ourselves so that we can be that channel for the love of God to flow through to everybody we meet all of the time. And because of that, many miracles through Brother Holland, but Sister Holland, when she was just, I think, 8 or 9 years old, her mother saw the anointing on her. They closed in an area where they had been their washroom. They closed it in, gave Sister Holland that space to have church, and she began to pray people through to the Holy Ghost. One of the most loving, powerful, dynamic, wise human beings I have ever met in my life. And so that is a very, very, very good book, My Heritage, and it has a picture of our church on the front of that. And we've also have another one that's followed from that one. Also, again, I would love for you to listen to Singing the Word. That was the second one, as I mentioned, that Brother Jordan did. And there's one song on there. It says, Get Behind Me, Satan. Now, Brother Jordan really spruced it up because I had sort of a monotonous beat I had that I did with it. But about, I guess, maybe 40 years ago, something like that. I was sort of getting beat up. You know how the enemy will sort of beat on you a little bit? And sometimes you give him the broom so he can. And so I think I was sort of feeling sorry for myself. And all of a sudden, I began to sing, Get Behind Me, Satan. Get your hands off me. I belong to Jesus, and I'm His property. Take all your demons and take them with you when you flee. because I belong to Jesus. And you know, when we turn around in the love of God, we don't have to be pushed around. Satan has already had his head crushed. Our problem Sunday morning is not him as much as it is our ego, our own self, that we have to bring under subjection and live in a life of integrity. That's what God looks for, a life of integrity. Now, did anybody else want to say anything before I just keep on talking, Sister Starla?
Well, we had Wild Bill. I'm going to turn on his mic and if he's able to talk. Wild Bill, is this a good time?
Yeah, you caught me just about to leave and check out. But I do want to say that I really enjoyed what everyone had to say. And I just want to remind people, it seems like there's a lot of lack of formality that people talk about the way we do our radio show. It's not the normal thing you would expect to hear with someone interviewing someone that's got over 8 million hits on the internet. But, you know, I kind of like my church that way, too, to where we don't have everything so mapped out that God can have control and have his way. And we seem to sometimes forget that with the good comes the storms. Blacktop Mountain mentioned it just a couple of weeks ago. She wasn't sure she was going to live with everything that's going on in her life. But that's part of the progress and part of the path in living for God. But he's aware of all things. Who would have dreamed out of 2 years, CD to one other person, and then boom, over 8 million people have heard the truth of the plan of salvation through these songs. It's not something that man could have even dreamed of putting together on his own. Only God could take something like this and show up and show out like he did. And I'm just so happy to know that God can take us when you look at your life as a whole, you see your mistakes and you see all your shortcomings, and then you can see how God can turn it around and where you can have your David moment, just like it was here with Blog Top Mom at 76 years of age. He'll do the same thing for all of us if we just answer the call and say yes to him. So that's all I'm going to be able to say, because I've got to go and try to catch the van before it leaves me.
We love you.
Well, it's good to hear from Wild Bill. Maybe he'll get to talk to us later.
There was a story. I had a story. I don't know if I told it last week, but I sort of feel led to do it again about integrity. I don't know. There's something about Pastor Holland, Pastor Smith, this church. There is such an integrity. Integrity is it's a powerful thing. It is such a powerful thing. And this story, I don't remember if I had read it before, but I'm just going to tell it. It was about this emperor, and it was time for him to hand over his power to the followers that he had. And so he gave them each a seed, and he told them to go and to plant it. They have a whole year to work with that seed and do everything they could, and then present it to him the next year. So there was this one young man, his name was Ling, and he could not get it to grow. No matter what he did, he could not get it to grow. And he told his mom, he said, I can't go before the emperor with nothing. You know, I can't go and take this empty pot. I mean, I just can't do that. And the grandmother said, look, you do the best you can. You do what he told you to do and leave the rest of it up to God. So the man, the big day came. They all brought all of their plants, and they were just, oh, Ling looked. He saw plants more beautiful than anything he had ever seen. And there he was with this pot that's just nothing in it, you know, just there. And so the emperor looked back through the crowd of men, and he saw the one plant there that there was no plant. And he went back and and Ling was scared. He thought, oh, what's he going to do? You know, here I am. And he took him and he brought him to the front of the room, and he said, this is your next emperor, because none of the seeds were any good. none of the seeds. They were all boiled. So he was the only one that was absolutely honest and came forth with integrity. God will never ask us to do anything that we cannot do, and he'll never put anything in our path that we cannot overcome. But the ingredients is to be totally in agreement with him. I've never witnessed it as much in my life as I have actually since the Sunday night we had the clean slate service. Then the next day, Tuesday, I believe, I met Brother Keith Brown and watched how God, he wakes me up about 5 o'clock and he begins to just give me, I don't know how to explain it. It's the sweetest presence of God. And I want to know about things, whether to actually do an interview. I've been asked to go all over. You know, it's on the news. There's like New York, Texas, Tennessee, different things like that. And this is not about me. I know this is not about me. This is what God is doing. I'm just a vessel. And these words are anointed. It's not music. It's not just music and a good beat. And these words are the word of God, and they are anointed, and God is touching lives. And so anything else that I would try to touch or do would not. So anyway, but God, the other morning, I just said, Lord, I don't even want to tell any, you know, whatever. I'm happy just the way this is going. And the Lord told me, he said, just give me your mouth. Just give me your mouth. And it was just such an easy thing for it. It was like he said, and since then, I have done that. Like tonight, you know, this has been an extremely, of course, Wild Bill was so wonderful to give me that outline. But God is God. Just if we won't leave him out, he knows how to take anything and make it something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, and he made something beautiful out of my life. I love that song. That's just one of my favorite songs. So does anyone else have anything, or Sister Starla, Joy Bells, anybody?
If anyone wants to make a comment or ask a question, just push one. We have with us doorbells.
Hey, I don't really have very much to add. I'm just very excited and enjoying all of this. I agree with what you've said and what Sister Casey also said, which is you had your dreams and lived your life, and God knew that this huge miraculous thing was going to happen from the very beginning, but it took you following your path and doing what you did, and then it's not at all random that you were there at the right time to meet Brother Jordan, and that he had that, and he had that part of it. Jordan, without you, wouldn't have been able to do this. You, without Jordan, wouldn't have been able to do it. And we know from the 2 years that without Keith, the part that Keith added to it, it wouldn't be this big splashy thing. The last thing I heard, it was almost 10 million people just on that one thing. And then it's really just an amazing thing how it's just sweeping along and so many people are getting moved and touched by something. And I appreciate the fact that both of you guys recognize that that's God. And it's been God all along. That's another thing, as I keep on telling Mama, Blog Talk Mom, I am very impressed by the fact that she's not really that much more tickled now than she has been every day, almost sharing with me who she has shared it with at the store or who she has shared it with at the gas station and how they responded to it one person at a time. She's been thrilled with what God was doing with it without this thing happening. And when something this big happens, it sure does bring a lot of attention, and now it's just getting the word out. I believe this is, y'all have all said this too, a time in this country where anything that is healing and that is bringing the word of God to the forefront is very, very needed, and there is something about the specific ministry of Blog Talk Mom that I feel is just really being a much-needed balm, And it's just, I feel honored just to even be feeling the splash off of all of this. It's built my faith just to watch it, just to see this happen, because, again, it feels really clear to me that God knew this was all going to happen all along. And some of us, more than others, know some of the things that Blog Talk Mom has walked through. I don't know whether to call her Lyrical Lively or Mama or Blog Talk Mom. She's getting plenty of names going on here. But she's walked through it all, listening to the voice of the shepherd. Anybody who listens to the Blog Talk show knows that she's shared that with us a couple of weeks. But she went through it week after week after week of having that come alive to her, even though she's been studying the Word of God her entire life. And that's a set of verses that almost everyone has some kind of familiarity with, but it came to life for her and she shared it with us, but she's walked it. And it's because God always knew this was going to happen. This is just part of it. And I very much love the way that she's taken it in stride, and I love the way that Brother Jordan kept on giving the glory to God, because the glory is His. Whether we acknowledge it or not, all of the glory and all of the good is coming from God. But it is kind of an honor to be part of it, and I am very proud to know you people.
Love you too, for sure. And I, these
right.
young men have been really very protective of me too.
I appreciate
that. I do too. I really admire them for that. They're very protective. They don't want anything to be. But although we've already talked today about the power, it's for any kind of motor to work or a battery, there has to be negative and positive. So we will not, you know, that's just powerful, but we're not going to be sidetracked by anything negative. We're going to keep our hearts full of the love of God by being in His presence and staying in His Word, and then God will take care of all the other things. Because the other
right.
morning
that's
when I woke
power
up,
is. Sorry.
Yeah, I was I've learned through studying the 23rd Psalm, there are so many prophecies that refer, you know, from Isaiah, all of them referring to Jesus. And when this one particular scripture, and it was either Psalms or Proverbs, I guess it's Psalms, said that he was thirsty and he cried out, "I thirst," but not the one in the New Testament, it's another one. And they gave him gall, they gave him vinegar to drink. And I thought how absolutely powerful the love of God is, that he, as a man, as the Lamb of God, would ask for a drink of water. And they say that that's one of the most horrible things about crucifixion is the dehydration. And then at that moment, someone would be evil enough to give him gall and vinegar. And yet he didn't retaliate. So what an example for us. To not retaliate in the way that the enemy would like to goad us, or, you know, this is our opportunity. This is all of us, our opportunity to love each other and believe in him and look forward. He's coming soon. Oh, I read so many scriptures about the last days, and it's just right here. And God in his mercy is reaching out to get the church ready. And he's so loving and so wonderful. So I have some scriptures, but I don't even know what time it is. How are we doing?
We've got a few more minutes. It's about 20 after.
Okay, and we don't have anybody. I was just hoping that Brother Joe would say something. And they probably forgot about it. So if you're not used to, you know, getting on the phone that late at night, you know, remember that. We've forgotten it a few times, haven't we? Well, actually,
yeah.
I haven't. Right towards the end. There's so many scriptures of God saying, encouraging things. One of them in Hebrews 13:5 is, "I will never leave you or forsake you." He will never, ever, 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 ever leave us or forsake us. That is such a comforting, wonderful awareness that he's with us all the time. And we feel alone, but we're not alone. We're never alone. And we have so many doubtful thoughts. But God promises us over and over, cast all your cares on him. Cast them on him. He doesn't mind. He wants you to. He's reaching out for us to reach out to him, especially in the days to come, especially when there's opportunities for us to get involved in ministry to those that have no one, that are in these situations, in neighborhoods, wherever they are. There's something we can do. There's something, we're not here for just nothing. There's something we can do. If we'll say, and I Joy Bell will probably laugh with me about it, but years ago we sang the song, Jesus Use Me. And I always thought it was a little bit dumb. You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but I did it. So, Jesus Use Me. Oh, Lord, don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I can do. Even though it's humble, help my will to crumble. Though the cost be great, I'll work for you. And I thought, why would anybody sing that or pray that? He's wanting, he's saying, where are the laborers? You know, he's reaching. But about 3 to 4 weeks ago, almost every time that I would begin my prayer time, instead of rapping or whatever, that song would come to me. And usually, or almost, I guess all the time, when I feel the Lord and I feel a song, it's part of my prayer time, I sing to him. And I begin to sing, Jesus, use me. And I almost wanted to stop because of what I had said about the song. But as I yielded to that, I connected with the power that I believe with all my heart set this whole thing in motion. He did. He is using me. And whatever, it's for his glory. It's all for his glory. And we will be careful to give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise for all that he does. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. We want to remember that and pray that we would have no unforgiveness. Forgive me, Lord, as I forgive others. This example prayer, let us walk through it every day. Lead me not into temptation. Deliver me from evil. For thine is the all. It's his kingdom, his power, and his glory forever. And pray that with understanding. It seems like it has just been so quickened to me, each part of it. When I get to it, the Lord has shown me areas of my life where I am unforgiving. It doesn't mean I've got this big, deep, horrible grudge. It just means that there's not the flow that should be coming through me towards certain individuals. And I want to say this in closing for my part. Let the words of your mouth, now this is, I think, Psalms 19, it's in the second thing in the Word. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto Almighty God. Don't our leaders, our politicians, our everybody, don't let the words of your mouth when you pray, God, have your way in this earth as it is in heaven. There's no anger, no malice, no, there'll even be the millennium where the 1,000 years, the lion will lay down by the lamb. This is such a beautiful picture, and it's right ahead of us. Lord, I just ask you in your precious name, as you have already shown through the wrapping CD and through all of that, flow through everything that has been said and done. This night, be glorified, and we praise you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well,
I hope, Sister Star, we covered it. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, your story is just unbelievably awesome. And we so appreciate you sharing it with us tonight. And I want to ask again. If anybody has a question or a comment, don't be afraid. Just push one on your phone, and I'll identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, and you'll have a direct connect with Blog Talk Mom. We do have a special prayer request. A friend of ours this past weekend has lost their 16-year-old daughter. They came home and found her unconscious, and she passed away Sunday. It's the Hartley family, and they went to church with us at Brother Lee's church. And she was such a sweet girl. She was just so sweet. She was only 16, and her name is Olivia. And she was such a sweet little girl. But just be in prayer with them, for that family. And they have no insurance or anything, of course. And they have set up a GoFundMe account for her. Her name is Olivia Sullivan. So if you would please keep this family in prayer. They are just devastated. And be in prayer for this CD, that it would touch the hearts of so many as it has. It is just amazing what God is doing with this. It is just so amazing.
It's true. There's so many hurting people. I've had many phone calls, people are requesting prayer for situations that are so heartbreaking. And when we pray, when the body of Christ prays, I believe if we get quiet and the Spirit of God will pray through us for those things that we don't even know their name, but God knows their name, and we can pray and intercede. It's one of the most beautiful parts of our benefits of being Spirit-filled is allowing Him, as Paul said, he prayed in tongues more than any of them. He gave a limitation on how it would be used in a church service or a congregation or whatever. But he knew the prayer of praying in the Spirit and with your understanding also. So that's a beautiful thing. And we will pray that God will miraculously provide the funds and comfort this family. So sad.
Well, Blog Talk Mom, we have so enjoyed you sharing with us tonight. And I'm going to ask one more time, if anybody has anything they would like to add, share, or ask, just push one on your phone, and I'll identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. Going once. Well, Blog Talk Mom, we get no takers.
Okay, well, if anybody wants to go to iTunes, they can go to iTunes, and the one CD is Lyrical Lively, and the other one is Singing the Word. This one's I guess. And download it and share it, and I would appreciate that. We've already have proof that God is using it to touch lives. Thank you again, Sister Starla and Wild Bill and Brother Jordan for joining us tonight. Sister Joy Bells, and anytime y'all would like to have me back, I'll be available.
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Well, no ham in you.
No, nothing at all. And Brother Jordan already going to get ready. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say we did so enjoy hearing from Sister Casey and Brother Jordan. They have such fantastic, such moving stories. It's amazing to see the way God moves. God is He just does the miraculous.
There's such an anointing if people would ever step out and begin to do these types of things. going to prisons, jails, just going. I heard of one group that last week at the Baptist Church, I think, my doctor was telling me, went around to the parks in inner city, and, you know, you give water, you ask them if they want prayer. There's things we can do if we just are willing. If we really want to do it, God will make a way. And he says, when you do it for the least of these, you do it as unto him. And that's pretty good. Thank you again, Sister Star and Wild Bill. I love y'all.
We love you too. Well, we want to thank everybody for listening here at your place. And we're going to play another song from Blog Talk Mom CD. It's called Jesus. Good night, everyone.
I just found an open door. It don't make nobody sore. It just makes them ask for more. Uh-huh. 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 More and more. More about Jesus and his word. They act like they never heard. Heard what? About Jesus. Heard what? About Jesus. Jesus was born like babies do. God in flesh, now that is true. Year by year that baby grew. God with man, now that was new. Uh-huh. 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 Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, that means yes. If you want me to tell the rest, tell me now if you are blessed. Uh-huh. 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 Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, that means yes. If you want me to tell the rest, tell me now if you are blessed. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Tell me now if you want more. Get yourself up off that floor. You can jump and you can run. Praising Jesus, have some fun. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Jesus lived and then he died. On a cross was crucified. They put a spear into his side. It is finished, Jesus cried. Uh-huh. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Jesus lived and then he died. On a cross was crucified. They put a spear into his side. It is finished, Jesus cried. Uh-huh, uh-huh. The devil thought that he had won. Took the life of God's own son. He just thought that he was done. Just say Jesus, watch him run. Uh-huh, uh-huh. The devil thought that he had won. Took the life of God's own son. He just thought that he was done. Just say Jesus, watch him run. And watch him run. And watch him run. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Open the Bible, you will see. God has a plan for you and me. Read what it says and then agree. Ask for more and you'll be free. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Tell me now if you want more. Get yourself up off that floor. You can jump, you can.